This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can go to Podcast One if you'd like. For more information on the show, you can also go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. In the studio with me now is Sergeant Eric France. He is with the Cincinnati Police Department. We're also joined by Carol Smith. She is the president of the Roselawn Community Council. They're here this morning to talk about National Night Out. The event is coming up this Tuesday, August 7th. They'll tell us more in a second. It's our pleasure to welcome you both to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Good morning, Rodney.
Hello.
All right. So before we get into the event, let's start with Sergeant France. Tell us about what's going on currently with the Cincinnati Police Department. How are things?
Yeah, we're just trying to make our way through the summertime. It's been a good year for us when you look at what's going on crime statistic-wise. Downtown's recorded one of the safest years in history. We're using ShotSpotter up in Avondale and making some really good arrests and apprehensions using that. It's driven down the number of shootings in Avondale significantly. So this has been a really positive year for us. We're seeing a lot of positive things happening.
Okay, good. So about a year ago, we had the chief of police on the show, and he talked about ShotSpotter, and so it's doing great for you guys.
Absolutely.
Good. And he also talked about the body cams, because those were going to be initiated pretty soon. So, and there, and you have one right on, right?
I'm wearing mine right now.
Everything's cool in here, though.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Yeah, all right. So, how is that program going?
It's great. It's provided a lot more evidence for us to be able to go into court and get convictions. It's a very positive piece of equipment. Like a lot of technology we're seeing nowadays, it's making policing a little bit harder on the technology end, but the effects on the street and the solving of crimes, it's really benefiting our officers.
Now, one of the things that you guys are going to introduce very soon is the new app. Tell me about that. What does that include, and what will that look like for, you know, for citizens?
Here in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see apps roll out for both iPhones and the Android phone platform. It's something you'll be able to send anonymous tips. Perhaps you see somebody committing a crime, you can take a photograph and send it to us. It doesn't eliminate the need to call 911 for real-time situations. It's just in the past, people have been able to see things and take pictures. It's going to enable them to get it to us. Additionally, if we have unsolved crimes, you get an alert on your phone, there's an unsolved crime in your neighborhood, you might know something and send us a pertinent piece of information back that will help us solve the crime. And the last part of that is, neighbors are going to be able to look at their phone and see what their crime statistics are in their neighborhood. Almost real time, you'll know that there was a burglary around the corner from you, or you live in a neighborhood where there aren't very many problems. So it's another tool that the informed citizen can use to help make their neighborhood safer. For instance, if you see a rash of cars being broken into in your neighborhood, you know you darn well better get everything out of your car. Matter of fact, you should do that all the time, but just something that these are tools that we're going to provide to the citizens to help us make their neighborhood safer. And that's the end goal with everything we do.
Okay. And you talked about taking pictures. You'll be able to actually send pictures. Citizens will through this app. Is that right?
That's correct. You're living in a neighborhood and you see the same guy on the street corner every day and he's selling stuff he shouldn't be. You're able to tell us exactly where it is, send us his picture and send us the times he's there or she's there. And we can follow up and see whether they're selling candy or they're selling something worse.
All right. Good, good. So let's talk about this as well. You know, there's this epidemic, this heroin epidemic. What are you guys seeing out there on the street? Are we seeing things getting better, worse? What are you seeing?
It's the new norm, unfortunately. It hit us. I remember my first overdose was about 4.5 years ago that we dealt with, and it's not stopping. So we're hoping that people on a higher level can help us. We as a department are working strong towards identifying the street level and the upper level dealers to see if we can put them in jail. But we really need the community's involvement here to help us identify not only who's using it, but who's selling it and say, we've had enough. We're not going to tolerate it. Get out of our neighborhoods.
So what kind of community feedback? You talked about people see things, they don't report them. Let's talk about the importance of community involvement.
Well, and a classic example is we've got National Night Out coming up this week. That's really important. It builds a community base. But that theory that if you see something, say something, don't just ignore it. Don't just tolerate it. It's your neighborhood. It's your family. You don't want somebody selling drugs or using drugs in your neighborhood. You don't want somebody standing on the street corner committing an act of prostitution or anything like that. So people need to stand up and say, it's our neighborhood. We're going to take it back. We're going to work with the police department. We're not asking for vigilantism. We're asking for people to work with us, and we will solve the problems together. It's not going to happen overnight. It never does. But if people would just talk with us, engage their neighborhood officers, engage their beat officers, we will work to make your neighborhoods better. That's the sole goal of the police department, to make our neighborhoods safe places for all of us.
Okay, I want to bring Carol in on this conversation because I'm sure you see a lot of things in Roseland. You're with the community council there. You're the president there. What are you seeing on a crime level? What are you guys seeing and what are you working towards? What are some of your biggest issues that you see crime-wise?
Just what was spoken to, we see the prostitution and we're sending in pictures. We see the drug dealers. We have a couple of real pockets of heavy crime and prostitution in our neighborhood. But we have been working with District 4 and Sergeant George and Officer Edwards to begin to address some of the issues that we have in Roseland.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And so are you starting to see things get better or are you seeing more people get involved?
I'm seeing more people beginning to get involved. We went through with Sergeant George back in the spring creating some block watches. So we got some block watches started in the neighborhood to begin to report the crime in the neighborhood. We want to increase the number of block watches in the neighborhood, but they're also dealing with landlords who do not screen their residents and are letting incidents happen on their property. So there's an all-out effort to begin to address the drug and prostitution in Roseland.
So we know that there's this, in a lot of communities, there's this no snitch mentality. Mm-hmm. How do you then get citizens to work with you on a grassroots level, to work with you guys and the community at large? How do you get them involved?
We get some people involved. We need more people involved. Let me put it that way. It's not enough. We've got to have more people reporting. And if they see something, say something. But we've identified some streets where pockets of crime are to work with the residents on those particular areas to begin to report things in when they see something going on and send pictures with it as well. What we're finding out is that a lot of the prostitutes, those of us are taking it, we're taking it basically of the same few people. But it also includes the courts because the police often do their job, but then the courts release them for bond or whatever. And I know that's a constitutional right, but the fact still remains that they come right back.
Okay. And then the other part of that is, you have these people, prostitution and drugs, but a lot of those people don't even live in your community.
Correct.
So they're using your community in essence.
Yes, yes. That is true. There seems to be an influx of that type of behavior.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Behavior in the community. We had at one point a couple of old motels turn to single room occupancy, and when you have transitional type housing, you get that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The motels have since closed down. However, the behavior started and is still there because they've sought out other places to hide.
All right.
Exactly what she's talking about. When we have neighborhoods like hers that set up programs like Court Watch, Neighborhood Watch is huge. That you start it out on and spread it into the neighborhoods, go street by street, block by block, get everybody together, get to realize that your neighbors care about their neighborhood the same way and work towards solving crime. We have Citizens on Patrol programs. I know they have one up there. There's even a program called Good Guy Loitering if you don't want to be part of the Citizens on Patrol program. And the biggest tool out there is technology. And Nextdoor.com is the best tool that you can get. It allows like-minded people to communicate, to set up groups, to talk about what they can do to make the neighborhood safer, to problem solve, get rid of the problems, push the criminals out.
All right, good. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, you can always like us on our Facebook page. Visit Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there this morning. This morning, we're talking to Sergeant Eric France. He's with the Cincinnati Police Department. We're also speaking to Carol Smith. She is with the Roselawn Community Council. She's the president there. Now, you guys are here this morning to talk about National Night Out. It's coming up this Tuesday, August 7th. Explain to us what National Night Out is.
It's in its 35th year now. It's nationwide. Every state in the union has it. Millions of people participate. Tens of thousands of police departments. You can go on their National Town Hall website and look up the statistics there. But in Cincinnati, we have six tremendous events. There's some that are they're just simple little block parties. And an example of that would be the ones in Mount Adams and down in Grant Park. They're having a little block party in Grant Park, which is at 65 East McMicken, a cornerstone of drug and debauchery 2 or 3 years ago. They've taken that block back. The neighborhood block group, we talked about neighborhood watches before, they're the ones putting it on there. And that particular event, they'll be there from 5 to 8 that on this Tuesday. We've got some amazing events. There's one that's been going on for years up in College Hill. There's another one that's going on, District 2's is in Owl's Nest Park. And then you've got what I think is a crowning jewel this year up in Roselawn, and Ms. Smith's here to talk about that. But they've taken over the entire park. They've got the Reds involved. They have Community Action Agency, CRC, and it starts at 5, and then it ends with fireworks. I think 9 o'clock is what time?
Correct.
What's going on with the fireworks?
Reds are for furnishing the fireworks. So we're going to close it out with a big bang.
Okay, all right. All right, so before we close it out, let's talk more about the event. So, Carol, your event is at Roselawn, of course. So in Roselawn, where are you exactly? You're holding your event?
We're on Seymour Avenue at Roselawn Park, right the, I guess you would say, the next two traffic lights from Reading Road on Seymour, right before you get to the old Cincinnati Gardens, which is now been demolished, but the park is a frequently visited park, has a lot of good options, and the Reds, since they've been there, have really brought a lot of life to the park because they have the baseball there.
The youth academy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So should you, if you live in Roselawn, you should come out to Roselawn, or if you live in Mount Adams, go to the one in Mount Adams, or what are you guys looking for?
Well, District 4, this is their first year doing a consolidated National Night Out because they had been doing it individually with the neighborhoods that are in their district. They have 10 neighborhoods in their district, and Roselawn is one. Bond Hill, Avondale, Mount Auburn, Carthage.
That's a lot.
But we're all consolidating together and working together to make this event become a big success. Those communities that are involved, and we not only have the communities involved, the actual councils, but we also have different businesses in the neighborhood, such as Mercy Health, Buckeye Health, Uptown Consortium, all contributing and sponsoring to the event. So it makes it a real big event. Community Action will be there, Head Start will be there, and the Cincinnati Police will have their SWAT vehicle and the K-9 Corps, and we're expecting the fire department to be there, Mercy Health, and Buckeye will be doing health screening and providing health information. There'll be drug-related awareness information disseminated by the police, so it's going to be a lot of things. Not only that, we're giving away book bags, we got free food, free entertainment, we got games, rides.
So you got a lot going on.
Yes.
All right. So we can join you this coming Tuesday, August 7th in Roselawn, right?
Yes. It's from 5 to 9. Fireworks go off at 9.
Okay. And so what do you want for those? Why should, our listeners, why should they come out to these events, National Night Out?
You know, every one of these events is going to have people from the community. They're going to have officers who work in the communities. You're going to be you'll be meeting officers, not only the neighborhood officers, but the beat officers, the captains, the investigators. They're all going to be there. Get to know the police that are in your neighborhoods. Sure, there's free food, there's giveaways, book bags, and there's a dunking booth, I think, at the one over at Owl's Nest.
It's here one too.
You're getting a dunking booth there too. So Just a great chance to bring your kids out, have a good time, and expose them to the fact that police are people, too, that are just trying to make your neighborhood a safer place.
Okay. And that's a really good point in the climate that we're seeing right now. You know, there's a lot of negative press in terms of police officers. What do you say to parents, and how should we talk to our children about what they're seeing in the news about police officers and things like that, and building this community police relationship? I know this is a very important part of that, but as parents, what should we be saying to our children?
That what you see on TV is often filtered, just like what you see on social media is filtered. It's the police department. We have people that filter our side of the story, too. You know, just teach your children to respect everybody, to respect their neighbors and law enforcement. And that's the same thing. That's the basic premise of policing, is we're teaching all of our new recruits and all the officers that are on the street now understand you treat people fair, you're going to get the outcome you want. And that's probably that's how I raised my children. I'm pretty sure that everybody in this room raised their children that way.
Uh-huh. He's right. I mean, respect is key. The old golden rule, treat the next person like you want to be treated. That's a thing, because if you don't want it to happen to you or your family, you shouldn't do it to someone else.
All right. It's National Night Out. It's coming up August 7th, which is this Tuesday. If our listeners would like to find out more, because you guys have a lot going on in Roseline. You have a good time planned for everyone. And the Reds will cap it off with the fireworks, like you said. If our listeners would like more information, if they would like to come out and support you guys in Roseline, how can they find out more information?
Go to next door, like Officer Fritz has said, because we put all the information out.
Nextdoor.com
or the Cincinnati Police Department's Facebook page or Twitter page. It's all there. We've got all the events citywide. And this is, like I said, this is nationwide. So you can be in Kentucky. I know Newport and Covington and all those agencies down there are doing the exact same thing we are.
All right, we're out of time this morning. If you missed anything, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and we'll have all the information there as well. Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We've been speaking to Sergeant Eric Franz with the Cincinnati Police Department. Also speaking to Carol Smith, president of the Roseline Community Council. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Well, that's it for this edition of the show. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.